I'm Jack Lessenberry. State Senator Steve Beda is perhaps the biggest history buff in the Michigan legislature. He's an expert on coins, once designed one for the Mint, and fought to get new replicas of Civil War cannons installed on the lawn and to get the Capitol restored. Born the day after John F. Kennedy became president, Beda long dreamed of serving in Congress himself, and for a while he thought this would be his year. When his congressman, Sandy Levin, decided to retire after 36 years in office, Beda, whose term limited out of the state Senate after this year, jumped in the race. But so did the congressman's son, Andy Levin, an entrepreneur as both a family name and has served in high-appointed state government positions. Ellen Cogan Lipton, a patent attorney and former legislator, also got in the race and was endorsed by Emily's List. At the end of March, fundraising reports showed both Lipton and Levin had raised more than $500,000, Beda had barely $128,000, beating out only the relatively unknown Martin Brook, a former Bloomfield Hills school board member. Over the weekend, Beda made the difficult decision to end his campaign for Congress and instead run for Macomb County Clerk and Register of Deeds. "It was a hard decision. I'm not sure which of the five stages of grief I'm going through," Beda told me wryly. "But I decided that not only is this the best thing for me, it's the best thing I could do for Macomb County." That may be a rationalization, but it's probably very true. We often operate under the assumption that the higher the office is, the more important it is. But in recent years, I've come to realize that this is often not the case. Republican Candace Miller, also from Macomb, spent 14 years in Congress and probably could have stayed for decades. But she voluntarily gave it up 2 years ago and came home to manage enormous infrastructure problems in her home county. When I last saw Miller last summer, she had more than enough to do and was making a real difference. I have no doubt Steve Beda, who is sometimes called the conscience of the state Senate, would have been a good congressman. But he would have been a very junior individual in a body of 435 members where seniority counts for nearly everything. Meanwhile, know what North Dakota, Delaware, Alaska, and Wyoming have in common? Those entire states all have fewer people than Macomb County, Michigan. The clerk's office in any major county is its nerve center, and Macomb's, once a model of efficiency, has been horribly damaged by perhaps the most bizarre county clerk in Michigan history. The courts have removed her, but there's plenty of repair work to be done. Beda will have both primary and general election opposition for the clerk's job, but this time will be the clear favorite. His integrity, calm demeanor, knowledge of state government, and background as a tax lawyer all should be assets if he does take over the clerk's office in January. "Life," John Lennon once said, "is what happens while you're making plans." I've learned that when it comes to life, public service, and politics, you never can tell.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.